Siman Shemches Sif Mem Aleph. So this is not really a Muksa Sif. This is just, we said in the last Sif, the issue of being medada, an animal, which we said you can do in a chotzer, you can't do in a shesed rabim, because we're afraid the person might pick up the animal. If the person picks up the animal as opposed to making it drag its feet, he's dragging it along. So the animal's moving its feet, no problem, he's not carrying anything. But he picks the animal up, he's carrying. So now we're saying, what about a case of by a child? So Isha Madad is Benoah, so Tom the child is able to walk. So you can draw the child along as long as the child is moving his feet. I feel it's just a rabbin, because by a child we say kind of sezatzmoy. So if you pick up the child up, it's not considered carrying because it's kind of sezatzmoy. Okay. Uvavad shloy tikar greyo, but you can't just schlep him when the child's not moving his feet at all, because that's considered the equivalent to the same way if you schlep an item on the ground. Right, that's called hair. That's called in halacha. That's called moving something. Which is a rabbin. Person has an item on the ground and he moves it along. Even didn't lift it off the ground, but it started out in point A. It ends up in point B. It was dalad amis. That's called he was metal to something. Dalad amis is just a rabbin. That's called chitzor. So the child, which is standing here and refusing to move his feet, and you schlep him along, and his feet are just dragging, and you move him to this point. You do the same thing. Simon chayno says that's mitzvah mirabbanon. If the child is lifting up his feet one after the other, what's the mother or the father doing? They're giving support to the child as the child. They're steadying the child as the child is moving his feet. They're steadying the child. But he's always standing on one foot, so that there is no point where the mother is carrying any, or the father is carrying anything, so it's not a problem. Zogti Mishabura, Fushas Rabim, the Hafilo Tekbiano is Ptura. The reason why Rishazaram, it's mutter to be medada, which is this process of making the child move step by step and getting support, is because even if she would, by mistake, pick up the child and carry the child for a period of time, it's mutter. The chayner says atzma. It's not mutter. It's potter mitaraisa, because chayner says atzma. Because there's a concept of that the person who's alive is giving sort of an extra element of the caring. So it's like shnayim shalsu.
So it's potter or mutter?
It's potter. It's not mutter. It's potter. But we're saying it's mutter to medada, because the whole reason why it's also to medada is a gzera. You might be magbia. But even if you're magbia, it's all under rabbanan. So it's gzera the gzera. Now, so the Mora says a case where the person is ill, so then there's no din of chayno says atzmai. That's one chiddush, because there's a certain amount that the person, as it was, lifts up its weight. You know, dead weight is heavier than live weight. Person is sick, it's like dead weight. The chiddush of the more says, if a person is alive and they're not sick, but if they're bound, there's no din of chayno says atzmai. I can't explain to you the physics of it. Now, carrying a mace, so you don't have the sword of chayna says atzmai, but we do have a different sword that's malach says nesich l'gufa. The Gemara says the case of moving the mace. The Gemara says if the mace is in the house and it's starting to be masriach and it's causing a bad smell in the house, so you're taking the mace out of the house. That's malach says nesich l'gufa. You're not moving the mace to get it from point A to point B. You're just want to get it out of the house. So the worst in that case is not, that's called Melacha Shenesich L'Gufa. And the worst is not only that, even a person would be noticed in the mace to be covering the mace, to get it out of the house and to be covering it, the worst is it's also called Melacha Shenesich L'Gufa. Now the child is, why is it called Melacha Shenesich L'Gufa? Now that there's a mace there, he wants to bury the mace. So he needs to move the mace from where the mace is to the Machan Kavura. So it's not Enesich L'Gufa, that's called Shenesich L'Gufa. So Rashi says, because of this, that the side of Enetzich L'Gufa is a malacha which the person would prefer should not have to take place is called Enochal Gufa. That's a Rashi's Kiddush, which, understanding all the applications of it, Tosis has a whole slew of kashas on Rashi. But Rashi says to answer this question. So that's why the case of Moitzi as a Meis Lekovroi is called in Sichel Gubba, because he preferred the Meis shouldn't have died. And he wouldn't have to bury him. Okay. I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah got involved in Loisa Meis over here, but he did. So please explain it. Shalot Tegarev, you cannot drag the child along. You may shouldn't say so, because that's called carrying it. Kekos of Rashi, the mash of the serial the habi shanoisoi, so dragging is equivalent of carrying in halacha. Now, so what's the kiddush over here? So the kiddush over here is even in a case where the child is moving the feet slightly, but the mother's carrying along, but you don't have the case of Medada is basically the child lifts up one foot, moves the foot, puts it down, but it needs support. The child needs support. So that's where we're being matter. But if even the child like sort of like moving his feet along, but the mother basically is schlepping, that's also called as if he's carrying the child. That's what he's saying in Rashi. We can't feel what Carmel is also. And say that it's only also because of Rabbi, but the Carmel is mutter, it's not really mamash the same thing as carrying, because the child is moving his feet. When the child's moving his feet at all, then even a caramelist is going to be us. So that's the equivalent of schlepping an item. Good. End of thought. New thought. But Avalisa Isaksefai, carrying the child on the person's shoulder, Kama caramelist also the kuliyam, even though there's no kind of says that's why, but this mirabonant is called carrying, even though a caramelist is the rabbonant, so it's two rabbonants, Chazal asked it in the caramelist. There's people which make this mistake. They carry children on their shoulders. They believe the mistake. That the reason their mistake is based on the mistaken thought. They should cut yochel lelech ba'atzmai, since the child is able to walk on his own. So kind of says atzmai. That's a mistake. This rabbanon yesh b'choloif and a filo b'karmelis, but it's also mirabbanon. You're right. It's not the raisa, but it's also mirabbanon. Even in a Carmelis, okay. And the Mishabura says, "Mikol Malkum Toib Limloyer Milarmer Lehen." The Shabbari Lo Yishmulano Mutav Shiyushagam Yemazidin. So the din is by the Rabbanans. If we believe that the person is not going to listen, so it's better not to say anything. In the case of a Deraisa, so you, the loch is that you have to say. That's what the and if there's a suffix even by the Rabbanan, they might listen. You also have to say. But if you know for sure they're not going to listen, he says, I guess the Hamoyim he's talking about, where people, that they have their attitude, you know, I know, but, you know, the rabbi says, hey, I also learned it, I know, kind of says, that's my, of course it's mutter. So that's his attitude. So in a Carmelist, just don't say anything. Now, it sounds like, I'm not sure, in Rishis Rabbi, it's also kind of says, that's my, it's also the Rabbanan. So Pash is the Korah, he would say, even in case which is a rabbin, if you believe if Vada they're not going to listen, it's better not to say anything, because the other foot will be shogun, not me, then we'll be mezidin. I told you once, the machlokes between the Nasibis and the Kivager by a Misasek. Right? Remember this? We discussed this, right?
Still only vaguely.
Right. So there was here the person is doing an action knowingly. I know that I'm carrying the child. I believe that this is mutter, because I believe Chenu says that's my never it's mutter, even mirabon, it's mutter. But the reality, I mean, you know that you're doing what you're doing. You just believe that it's heter. You know that this is a halakhically permitted act. And Misasik is a person not aware that they're doing anything. Let's say the case is the Erev, there's an Erev, and the Erev is down. So carrying is not an Erev, it's not called carrying, but it's mutter, it's not called carrying. That's the Erev makes it as if it's not a Carmelist. It's now a Mokum, which is a mutter to carry it. The reality is the Erev is down, and therefore it is called carrying. So that's, the person has no awareness at all that he's doing the Malach of carrying. He has no awareness at all that he's doing a Mais of Malach. Right, that this is so in that situation. So the Nesiba says it's not called an Aver B'Chlal. Rikiveger holds that it is. So Reb Chaim has the following shaila: do I have an inyan of telling him that the Erev is down? Because if I don't say anything, he's not doing any Aveira at all. Mm-hmm. According to Rikiveger, he's doing an Aveira. Misasa is called an Aveira, so I have a mitzvah to tell him. Let's say the person will listen to me. But let's say the person's out, the Erev is down, and the person's out with his child in the stroller or whatever it is. So according to the Nesivis, it's better not to say anything. So Reb Chaim says it's better not to say anything. They say Reb Chaim says it's better not to say anything. This way, you won't put the person. You're putting a person in a very difficult situation of how to solve it halachically. It's better to be samech on the nesivas than is b'chalma ma'isa being done.
Even without the nesivas, isn't he being a shogeg on the rabbanon, which I thought we hold isn't really even a shogeg? You know, if it's a shuv for shogeg on the rabbanon, so many hold.
You know, by
definition, it's the rabbanon only being erev otherwise.
Well, you see, this you know, the Loshon Mishnah over here, it's better to be shogeg on al yimzidin, that he's applying that same rule which more applies the raisa to the rabbanon. That which in the Sivas, the different Nesivas, says that there's no din of a shogeg on the rabbanon is not an aver b'chlal. There's a fair shashach not like that. Uh-huh. He doesn't bring the shach. There's a fair shashach not like that. What Zeb is referring to is like this. There's an interesting nesivas. The nesivas like this. About the issur d'rabbanan is there's no issur d'rabbanan and the etzim on the action. The action itself is not what's also. What's also is that this is a decision to deviate from the words of the chacham. So a person believes that it's heter. He doesn't know that he did anything wrong. So then you can't say that's not called being the act of being meisir himself from the words of the Chachamim. That's only when a person makes a decision to do that. A person not aware they're doing anything wrong. So the Sibah said that's not called an Aver B'Chla. He's coming to Mazber Halacha and Hilchas Mechira that if a person buys, if the butcher sells a person non kosher meat, and the person hasn't paid yet, and the butcher's coming to ask, so well, it's Mechatos. So he gives the money back, and he gives the meat back and gets his money back. Let's say it was eaten already. The Gemara says you can't give the meat back, but if it's also made a raisa to eat, there's something which is an issa the raisa to eat. The person can say it's mechotos. You ate and you got the benefit of it. That's not benefit. I don't want benefit having tray of food inside my stomach. But let's say the issa was only issa the rabbanon, the item which is nesar, so if it's still be'en, it's mechotos. I don't want to eat a siddur abanon. Here's the thing back. Give me back my money. Let's say he ate it already, so then he doesn't get his money back. So the nesivas, why? Because once he ate it, he didn't know. He said, "I don't not had it from having a bear in my stomach. It's not an aver. He didn't know about it." B'shas mice. So it's not common aver. But there's a fair shach not like that in Hilchos Ribbis. That even by there is a din of shogeg on the abanons. Mishmur sounds like he holds like that also. This is also about a child who's able to walk, but a child is so young that he can't walk. So then there's no din chaynos hazatzma yet. Okay, so Amir Lakam and Shazarab is Osir, but Amir Lakam and Karmelis is Mutter. So we can assume that we don't have Shazarabim, and therefore, if I can ask the Goy to carry the child in case that there's going to be a need. Shu is Mutter, Makam Mitzvah, Makam Hafsid, whatever the situation might be. Okay, let's just finish off the Siv. How much Yitinuk Bekis Tali B'Tzavoroi? Person carrying out the child, which is kind of says outside, but the child has an item on him. So then he's the father is chayiv. After tinuk yochel lelech ba'atzmai, and they be served the raisa. The kind of says outside. Even though the child himself, there's no din of kind of says there is not chayiv because it's kind of says outside. Come back and chayiv mishum kiss, but he's carrying the kiss. Let's argue. What he has to think about the kid's clothes. Federal the kiss. He's carrying the child kind of says that's but the kid's clothing, you can't carry clothing on Shabbos. Right? Teretz is the clothing is bolted to the child. That's true, but the kiss is not. the kiss and a bottle of gabay shuin and circle. Al b'moti gadol hamalubish bekelim is potter. Clothing is not a problem. We got a tefillin loy. V'lov enokai dunas ezatzma. V'les be'elam isur d'rabbanan. So since there's a din of chayinus ezatzma, he's not chayav on the person. He's not chayav on the clothing of the person either, because the clothing is bottle to the person. Okay, let's hold it here. This is the one, Biralacha. Let's hold that. Okay, so this is a